when I think about identifying and selecting an evidence-based practice, I think most of us accept the idea that we want to strive to use evidence-based practices. But it's really important that we put the time and effort into selecting an appropriate evidence-based practice that's most likely to work for our students in our setting and for us as teachers. If we don't put the time in up front to identify the right evidence-based practice, if it isn't a good match for your learners, if it isn't a good match with your resources, if it isn't a good match for you and your teaching setting, then it's not necessarily any more likely to be effective than another practice that isn't evidence-based. Somewhere out there, there's some indication that virtually anything works. And if we allow ourselves to kind of selectively filter the information that we're looking at, we can find support for virtually any practice out there. So it's important to be systematic and honest with ourselves in looking at what resources we have available, looking at the characteristics of our students, looking at the characteristics of our setting, and finding evidence-based practices based on reliable resources out there like the What Works Clearinghouse and other organizations. The whole point of evidence-based practices, I think, is to make these complicated decisions easy for practitioners and other stakeholders so they can go to a trustworthy source and said, oh, this works, this works, this works. Oh, and this doesn't, this doesn't, this doesn't, instead of having to try to figure out this on their own.